Now's the beloved mighty cosmic presence known to us as the beloved mighty Vesta. We offer her our love, gratitude, and obedience. We ask our mighty presence to pour forth to her and through us to her everything that will cooperate with that which she is doing for America and the world. That which she knows we require the most. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight, in the assistance which is being drawn in to the United States of America, I wish you to understand that it has a very definite connection with the home life of all individuals embodied in this world. The United States of America being the original home, the home of the whole human race, where embodiment first began, then it is of necessity a place where there must come much protection to everything that is constructive in order to hold the control of the forces throughout the Americas and the world that definitely govern the future of the earth. There is being drawn into the atmosphere of earth many activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light that must be concentrated here to hold steady certain forces in order to give them protection. There are legions of cosmic beings anchoring within the atmosphere over this nation for a certain protection that must come and to help prevent destructive forces from gaining any further foothold within the nation. There are many activities of help coming to the people of Earth at this time and concentrating over America for the victory of that which must come. So, in that which definitely affects your home life, I have much to do with the protection of those powers that are loaned to mankind to provide homes and provide embodiment for the life streams that come into this world to attain the ascension. And it is vitally important that the home life of the whole human race be purified and mankind awakened to the responsibility and the duty that is everyone's responsibility to purify and protect the home life of the whole human race. That the embodiments of the future may be such as to honor the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, that the ascension may be attained. The purification of the nation, and I'm speaking specifically of the United States of America, this must be guarded as the heart of the world. And the home life within that heart is the love that produces perfection for the people here. And if I were you, I would send a very definite call to the higher mental body of every human being within your borders to come forth through the people and do whatever is necessary to purify the homes within your land that, after all, are the guarding presence of those who take embodiment in this country. There are many very marvelous life streams coming into embodiment at this time. They have tremendous mental capacity. Some of them have very great light. But if the home life is not kept pure, then the embodiment is practically wasted. And sometimes the evil created in one embodiment can bind an individual for many embodiments to come. So there must come a return to the purity of the home, the honor to life, and the honesty in the way of living that enables every life stream to be given the greatest chance possible to understand the purpose of embodiment in this world, and that the ascension is the responsibility and the duty and the goal of all living in this world. Now, some channels of instruction to mankind have taught that individuals must come into embodiment to unfold this, that, and the other power within life. I say, embodiment is provided for the individual to attain the ascension. You might live in this world for hundreds of embodiments and draw forth the powers of life into your outer use. But if you know not the goal of the ascension, you would stay here almost indefinitely. So what the home life of the people should give to the individuals embodied here is the illuminating explanation of this truth of the mighty I Am presence and the reality, the truth of the reality of the ascended host, and teach mankind, teach all individuals to live daily from childhood to the ascension in close association with the ascended host. That's the education mankind requires. That's the illumination. That is the strength of the light within to enable us to raise people into the ascension. From childhood, people should be taught that that beloved I Am presence is a being that stands above and lives above the physical body, and from which it receives every blessing. Individuals should be made to understand the reality of the great cosmic beings who have created through the centuries boundless, infinite blessings in the great use of life's mighty powers to provide a magnificent world in which mankind may gain the experience of drawing perfection into outer action to help attain the ascension. Here are these great divine beings who throughout the ages have created the magnificent beauties the magnificent powers and blessings and activity and glory in this world through the powers of nature and forces of the elements that have blessed mankind so greatly. These great beings who are the givers of everything good into manifestation here. The mass of mankind do not even know we exist. This is the true education of life. This knowledge of the reality of life, the source of life, the giver of life, that beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host should be understood and acknowledged. And there should be cooperation enough with this greater intelligence and greater power of perfection and blessing to enable us to give the help that undoes the frightful human creation into which mankind has drawn itself. The intellect of man does not understand and does not want to understand the reason for the degradation and the miscreation in this world. But whether it wants to understand or not is immaterial. The light is breaking. The cosmic light for which you've called tonight will yet blaze till everything that lives is compelled to see it and obey it. I let go of the frightful things that have so desecrated life. Everything that mankind does that does not give recognition to and glorify that beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host is useless. There's only one thing for which to live in the universe, and that is to bear witness to the glory from whence you come, and to let that glory expand through yourselves to glorify the rest of the universe, that you may bear witness to the great creative activities of eternal perfection. That's the purpose of embodiment. That's the purpose of the existence of the infinite universe around you. And people say they don't understand life, they don't want to understand life. And that desire must be consumed by the light of God that is so intense. Nothing can live within it but perfection. And blessed ones, I warn you tonight, do everything within your power over the next 2 or 3 days to keep the agitation from breaking loose during the time of this election. It has broken loose in elections in other countries of the world. The hordes of evil are wholly uncontrolled. And with everything you are and have, demand the blue lightning prevention of anything that would produce chaos or riots or agitation. Be not sympathetic with that which is evil. Give no quarter to it, because you have an almighty, eternal, all-powerful scepter of control in your calls to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. You have legions of friends of mighty power. You are part of the legions who can help control the destiny of the nation. And therefore, the powers that come from the Ascended Master's octave, I assure you, have never created discord, nor chaos, nor distress of any kind. So you cannot help but have perfection as you call for these magnificent activities of life's perfection, whether that be the cosmic light, or the sacred fire, nor the blue lightning cosmic Christ control, matters not. It is all the power of the greater love of life to control manifestation and purify and hold balance everywhere. Don't ever let anyone under this radiation think for one moment that these greater powers that we are calling in to outer world conditions are offering you for use in your own world can ever produce anything but perfection for you. And any other concept of the use of the great energy of love and light and the set of master consciousness, any other concept about that activity of perfection is deliberate, vicious, intentional desecration. The sinister force has so long ruled by fear and is still trying to rule by fear. And doubt and fear must both be eliminated from life forever. So, blessed ones, when you call forth these cosmic powers of life into conditions in this world to hold the Ascended Master's control of outer manifestation, don't for a moment fear that it's going to produce discord in your world. It cannot. Discord cannot come from our octave. And when we consume mankind's evil, we but turn its own pressure back into itself, and it does its own consuming. The violet consuming flame purifies harmoniously and releases life from distress. Why should it be feared or misinterpreted? Tonight, with all the power of love in this universe, your calls have gone to the heart of creation. Those who are the authority to purify the earth and all upon it are ever coming closer into outer physical conditions until the final cleansing takes place, and in the meantime, you are held in a sun presence of our love, our blessing, our purity, our peace, and our protection. We cannot give anything else, blessed ones, and if there's any lack in this world of the constructive activities of life, then where are they to come from except the octave above the human? If there's anything you lack, whether it be the nation or the world or the individual, in this world, anything you lack of perfection, where can it come from except above? Mankind is not perfection. Well, then it can't give perfection. So don't look to the outer world for the perfection you desire or wish to experience. Anything and everything that is better than what you have in this world today must come from the world above. It must come either from the higher mental bodies, great realm of life, or from the ascended master's octave, and they are one. What is there in the physical world that can give you perfection, that can give you the strength of the light, that enables you to attain the ascension? Every bit of consciousness and understanding about the ascension must come from your higher mental body and the ascended masters and cosmic beings. Unascended beings can't give you the ascension, and therefore the same situation exists within the home life of your people. Since mankind has created this chaos and is bound by the conditions, covered over with the conditions of distress, who can release those conditions but the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host? Don't you see how much you are dependent on that which is greater? If individuals were taught to desire the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, to be the directing intelligence and control of the outer self to produce greater perfection, it would be so easy for us to perfect the individual and take each one through to the ascension without strain or struggle or effort or distress of any kind. Now, where do you think mankind stands before the great cosmic law of the universe? The great cosmic beings who have created and sustain this system of worlds and have given it their life and energy and substance for aeons of time. And mankind takes embodiment in the substance of this world. And the life of those greater beings is ever sustaining the activity of life in this world. And the privilege of coming into embodiment to attain the ascension is the great divine plan of love itself. Do you not see how mankind, the life streams that embody here, depend for everything upon the life, the consciousness, and the love, and the light of the mighty I Am Presence there, and the Ascended Host octave, which is one? Do you not see how mankind is dependent on the perfection of life instead of the conditions in the outer world which mankind has generated? So from tonight, if you care to dwell in the feeling and the consciousness and the love of the brothers of the golden robe, the angels of the golden flame, the angels of peace, and the beings who dwell within the great activities of the physical sun, if you care to accept our love and dwell within our world of the blessings of that sacred fire, if you care to dwell within our love and know that is your home, Instead of the distress of this world, you will give us an opportunity to bring more of that sacred fire into this world until this world too becomes the home of the sacred fire's love, within which abides all perfection and happiness and the divine plan fulfilled in action forever. I hope you may recognize that the love of the beings who are in the realm of the physical sun, the love of those beings who are seeking every conceivable way to get mankind's attention upon that which opens the door for their love to come in and set free those who are bound in the shadows. Your homes, my dear ones, your divine home, is the sun presence of the love of life, and your physical homes in this world should be a duplicate of that. Each home on this earth ought to be like a sun presence of the love and the beauty and the happiness and the perfection of life that assists all under the ascension. So from tonight, since it is my privilege, my prerogative, is my opportunity, my responsibility to purify the home life of all mankind in this world, I'm beginning with you, and I hope you'll never have cause to live anywhere else except in my love. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now there will again come into existence, as it has been before in other ages, an individualized focus of the sacred fire's magnificent power and presence in every home on this earth in the future. And that individual flame will again be given into the home to let the radiation of its love and its perfection fill everything in and around the home with that which helps every life stream unto the ascension. And we cannot give that into the present homes of mankind until purification takes place. Each home, beloved ones, it matters not whether it's a room or a house or a locality or what. Every home of each individual is your individual powerhouse. And therefore, since it is the focus of the sacred fire's love to help you individually fulfill the great divine plan, it is necessary that it be guarded and kept purified if the divine plan is fulfilled and if the blessings and powers that are needed to fulfill it are allowed to come into the use of the individual. Your home is your powerhouse, therefore do not permit discord within it. I'm saying this for more reasons than one. Since the United States of America is the home of the whole human race, we want as much power of the sacred fire, love and purity, anchored within the homes of those under this radiation, that it may spread its radiance throughout the nation, since the nation is the home of the whole human race. It's where mankind first began embodiment. So in guarding the heart of the world, we must guard you who are the light of our love within the heart of the world. You didn't know that we gave you our love long ago. And therefore, the love we have given you is to guard the heart of the world. And the love in the heart of the world is that which guards the body of the world. So, blessed ones, for the survival of mankind, to again try toward the ascension, there comes again from the heights of eternal purity, from heights of inconceivable perfection and love and power without limit, there comes again to the people of earth the greater love to purify and hold steady the activities in the home life of the people. And that is my cosmic service to this world, and therefore I am certain authority to establish the power of the sacred fire's love within every home where I am wanted, where I am called into existence, where I am given the opportunity and the opening to anchor an eternal gift from the physical sun into the outer activities of those under this radiation, that the love of the sacred fire which we draw here into the homes of those under this radiation may ever expand its strength and its blessing and its healing power to you all individually, but more than that, through which we can amplify to the nation the strength and the power of the light to hold control of the feeling of the people powerfully enough to keep individuals from coming under the control of the sinister force. Now, many people are sometimes swung into destructive activities, not so much because they have created great evil, as it is from influence by those who do have a destructive accumulation, because the attention of individuals comes into association with those who have great evil accumulated. It draws other life streams down into that destruction, unless a very positive command goes forth and the individual takes the determined stand to be no part of the evil, but go forward to constructive accomplishment. And it is that influence of those who have come within your borders, who have great evil accumulation. It's that influence and radiation that has done such damage to your homes and to the younger generation. The hour is striking when we're going to turn that into reverse. Thank you so much, precious ones. So now, if you will accept me as a guardian of your home, I will be happy to anchor a sun presence of my love of the sacred fire. And my love coming in and around you is connected with the physical sun and the continuing stream of its blessing to purify the home life of your people shall ever expand. And as it expands, it enfolds you in our world of happiness and perfection, and will give you every blessing your heart can desire. There isn't a thing you could desire in the unascended state that our love from the physical sun cannot give to you. It is the sustaining life of all that is perfection in this world. And so, since I am guardian of the home, I naturally must pour my love of the sacred fire to guard those who are within the home. And since the home life of the nation needs to be guarded, then we need, through you, to pour the sacred fire of our love to the younger generation that needs purification, and to the homes of the people, until we establish once again honesty, honor, and love to God the mighty I Am presence, and the purity that lets the perfection manifest just naturally. So, blessed ones, we are doing this. I will continue to offer everything to strengthen the light in the people of the nation by strengthening the purity and the love in the home life of the people. And as time goes on, you will see arise here and there and different places within your country various activities of the people themselves trying to purify and reestablish the honesty and honor and purity in the home life to return the people to the divine way to live life and go forward to the victory of the ascension. After all these centuries, my dear ones, of mankind, the masses, staying in such degradation throughout the centuries and not attaining the ascension, after all that life has placed in this world, surely you must realize what tremendous effort we are making now to awaken the people, awaken the desire within the people to reach up and want this greater purity and beauty and perfection of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's octave. They must desire and want that. And in that will come the illumination that takes them forward to attain the ascension. But after these centuries of effort from the Ascended Master's octave, the ascensions are still so few that it takes tremendous shock from the great cosmic law of cause and effect to awaken mankind to the desire to know why these conditions exist and how individuals may rise out of them and be free from them. Therefore, the illumination of this instruction of the mighty I Am Presence and the reality of our existence is absolutely imperative to come to the minds of mankind, minds of the people, and the desire and purity in our love and the sacred fire must come into the feeling of the people in order to be the raising power that takes them out of the discord long enough to let them see the goal ahead, and then we must strengthen them with the strength and the light of our love to help them make more conscious effort toward the ascension. So, blessed ones, the nation must ascend as well as the world, and their nation can only release its light by the love and light in the individuals within the nation who do attain the ascension. And you'll never know till you are completely ascended what it has meant to this nation to have as many of the I Am students ascended as have already accomplished that victory. Thank you so much. It is the strength of the light in the nation that has been released by those who have attained the ascension under this radiation. And since this has been their home, and the light has taken them into the ascent of Master's octave, when they go, they raise the whole vibratory action of the nation a certain proportion of activity toward the illumination that must come until the nation itself has the light within that is strong enough to raise it into the ascension also. So the mighty Saint Germain, in the service he has rendered in bringing forth this knowledge of the mighty I Am, the great sacred fire and the love he has poured, has rendered tremendous service, not only to you individually, but to the nation of his heart. And being the heart of the world, it has been the raising force to the whole world. And so now we must keep agitation and destruction of every kind out of the people and out of your borders as powerfully as possible. And so your own homes, wherever there is a cup dedicated to the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, I assure you, a flame of our love anchors within that cup and around you to continually pour forth its love and its blessing and its purity to the nation, to stabilize all within your borders, to strengthen that which is constructive, and to be the barrier against that which is not constructive. So, blessed ones, if you care to call the legions of the angelic host, whose love is the light that guards the home of each one under this radiation, and then guards the nation against all that is not of the light, we will establish a pulsation and release of that that can blaze through you and your homes daily, and then through that to the nation. And as it goes on, it will strengthen and continue to expand until one day it purifies the world and strengthens the light in each one to take all into the Ascended Master's octave. Our love is the light and the raising power that takes individuals out of the clutches of the hordes of evil. And there is no other way in existence to free mankind. The Master Jesus came and gave and gave and gave and has continued to give ever since his ascension. And what has he given? Love. The light and illumination of the words he spoke were the gifts of the love of his life that has raised many to the ascension. And he will always give assistance to the ascension of any life stream from this world. And so we stand with him, and the light of our love, which we offer from the physical sun, to come into your homes and make each of you a sun presence of our light and love to the nation, so the nation may give it to the world. Try to realize we are your guarding presence. You are the guarding presence of the nation, and the nation guards the existence of the world. So, blessed ones, try to feel you do live, after all, in the sun presence of your physical sun, in the love of that sun. And its light is ever pouring to fill you with the blessing and perfection of itself, and you in turn pour it to the nation and the nation to the world. And please remember, no matter what affects your homes, if you'll call to your blessed I Am presence and to me as a guardian of the sacred fire in the home, you will find I will manifest my love there, and my love will control conditions around you. And your beloved I Am presence will have greater dominion through all of your homes. May you go forward and know there are legions waiting to assist you, who will always protect that which is the great God presence and love and light of life in the home life of those in this nation and the world. May we dwell within you as a sun presence in that home until more of mankind understand this law and can make the call for their own mighty I Am presence to bring the light into this world that does purify and illumine the home of the whole human race and then the world. Try to realize you may live within our own heart's flame of love, and all you have to do is ask your beloved I Am presence and us to flood it into your homes and let it control everything there to give you peace and purity and perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. You beloved, blessed Vesta, hold us so close within your love that wherever we go, the light of your love may fill every home we contact, until the victory of the ascension is attained by all, as we never forget to pour forth that blessing now and for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation, Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love and light from beloved mighty Vesta into the homes of our people, that wherever we abide, the heart command of life must hold control and the victory of the ascension forever comes into existence. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us in such an outpouring of that which you know the homes of our people require, that we can be the illumination and the purity that does forever hold command of all. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Vesta. And to great beloved Helios, Diana, Noramasus, and the legions are the angels of the golden flame, the brothers of the golden robe. We ask your presence with us now, as powerfully as possible into our homes, at least to those under this radiation, and intensify and expand everything of the sacred fire that you know America needs through our homes to do that which needs to be done to safeguard all. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into the homes of our people in this nation, compel the sacred fire, purity, and love from the physical sun to come into the homes of our people and forever compel perfection there. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and blessed Vesta and all who pour to the earth from the physical sun those activities that bless the homes of our people, asking you to accept it, amplified without limit, and pouring in through and around those under this radiation, whatever you know we need to pour forth to the people of the nation, take command of us, seal us in your Son presence, and make us forever the strength of the light and the purity of your love in our homes and in all the homes of our nation, until that light takes its dominion everywhere forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory, to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the release of that sacred fire, love, and purity from the physical sun into the homes of our land, until the land of America is the land of light, and it too raises the world to eternal freedom. We thank thee.